You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Maria Torero stops by her sister's apartment, finds the front door unlocked. Inside, 74-year-old Maria Hernandez, tied up, gagged, and beaten dead. Investigation finds no forced entry into the apartment, and the building's surveillance video is gone. Police say ex-con building manager LaShawn Mackey killed Hernandez.
Nancy, Mackey got a job at the building while finishing parole for a 1999 stabbing in which Mackey left the victim lying in the street with intestines hanging out of his stomach. Hernandez was beaten with a similar brutality. Prosecutors say Hernandez had bruises and abrasions all over her body and lacerations of her vaginal and rectal areas. Her official cause of death, homicidal asphyxia.
Mackey, 47, charged with murder, attempted murder, and burglary. Jenny Fitzpatrick and her two little girls, Peyton, 9, Courtney, 1, die in a 5 a.m. house fire. Kyle Tyler, the girl's dad, also in the home, was rescued and taken to a local hospital. Tyler tells responders he doesn't know what caused the fire, but investigation shows the fire was intentional.
Cops determined, Nancy, that Fitzpatrick and Tyler were in a relationship from social media posts and conclude the fire was set as part of a domestic incident. One child was rushed to the hospital along with her father, but died from her injuries. Peyton's elementary school released a statement remembering, quote, her positivity and joyful spirit.
Tyler gets out of the hospital and goes straight to jail. The 32-year-old now charged with 3 counts, first-degree murder, arson, and aggravated child endangerment. More crime and justice news after this. With the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In the wake of the worst massacre in Los Angeles County history, the California governor was meeting gunshot victims in the hospital when he was pulled away and briefed on a mass shooting at the other end of the state. Word that a gunman had killed 7 people at mushroom farms in a scenic coastal stretch of Northern California came just hours after Governor Gavin Newsom spoke of his fatigue and frustration with mass shootings. Yet Newsom was at Half Moon Bay on Tuesday to address the 3rd mass shooting in just over a week in a state with some of the nation's toughest gun laws and lowest gun death rates. 4 people have been charged in the alleged rape of a Louisiana State University student who authorities say was assaulted, then left in a Baton Rouge subdivision near where she was then struck and killed by a motor vehicle. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
18-year-old Kayvon Washington and a 17-year-old whose name was withheld because he is a juvenile were charged with 3rd-degree rape. According to the arrest warrant, the 19-year-old victim in the case was at a bar in the Tigerland Entertainment District on January 15th when she met the 17-year-old, now accused of sexually assaulting her. Police say the woman left with him and 3 other men. Everett Lee, 28, and Kaysen Carver, 18, were both charged with principal to 3rd-degree rape, meaning they were present but did not take part in the alleged crime.
The East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office says all 4 of the accused turned themselves in recent days. A judge has ordered a man released from prison immediately after his attorneys presented new evidence and argued that he didn't commit the crimes he was convicted of and spent more than 20 years locked up for. The 1991 murder, kidnapping, and sexual assault of a woman visiting Hawaii. Judge Peter Kubota ruled that Albert Ian Schweitzer, who was convicted in 2000 and sentenced to 130 years in prison, should be, quote, released from his shackles immediately. That prompted applause in the Hilo courtroom and hugs for Schweitzer, who was flown to the Big Island for the hearing from the Arizona prison where he was serving his sentence. A petition filed late Monday outlined additional evidence in one of Hawaii's biggest murders, which unfolded Christmas Eve in 1991 on the Big Island. A gynecologist accused of molesting hundreds of patients during a decades-long career has been convicted of federal sex crimes charges in a victory for accusers who were outraged when an initial state prosecution resulted in no jail time. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
64-year-old Robert Haddon of Englewood, New Jersey, was convicted after less than a day of deliberations at a two-week trial in which nine former patients described how he abused them sexually during examinations when they were most vulnerable. Outside the courthouse after the verdict, women who were among Haddon's victims expressed relief at his conviction and said they were eager to see him start serving time.
Haddon, who is subject to electronic monitoring and was set free on $1 million bail, declined to comment as he left the courthouse.
A Florida cop stops Christopher Nagueras for a minor traffic violation and lets him go with a warning. As soon as the cop steps away, Nagueras burns rubber. Well, of course, the cop chases him, and he speeds and runs several stop signs before he crashes and takes off on foot. Nagueras, not originally getting a ticket, now gets three, plus two felony charges for eluding and leaving the scene of a crash. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.